It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast. Here we are into 2016. I'm already getting phone calls and letters from people. They're saying, you know, Robert, I love all the stuff you talk about. And I know that you're really into peak performance, how to get the best out of any situation or any person under any condition. But what about physically working out your body, exercising? How do I motivate myself? How do I get myself excited to want to work out so that I can take my body to the next level, so that my body can perform better, so that it can do more, so that it can give more, so that I can achieve more? You know, when your body is healthy and active and vibrant, you are just operating at a whole different level versus most people. Most people are just getting by. I mean, they're masking their lack of physical energy with coffee and caffeine. And I'm not against caffeine, by the way, but that's what they're using. But you know, the people that are really peak performers, that are really attractors, they usually, most of them, are in top physical shape. And you can be too. How to motivate yourself? First off, I want to thank you so much for supporting our podcast in 2015. We had an incredible year. We had an absolutely incredible year. We put more relationships together. We helped more people find their soulmate. We cleared up more negative energy. We helped people achieve sales goals and business goals and career goals that they never thought possible. We did that because we bring you this podcast every single day. Now, some of those people were clients and others just listened to the podcast like yourself. But I want to invite you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I'm going to suggest that you do it sooner than later, that you make 2016 your very best year ever, that you take 2016 and ramp it up to a whole new level of income, of happiness, of joy, of love, of excitement, of physical health and vibrancy. I want to help you. I want to talk to you about it. I want to share with you some ideas. Hey, it doesn't cost you anything. So fill out the application on the website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. You know, just go there, read it, fill it out, send me an email if you'd like. I'm here to help. Okay, we're going to make 2016 your best year ever. And I mean that. Okay. How to motivate yourself to work out and succeed. One, I believe it's important that before you even start working out, that you develop strong reasons for working out. In other words, I want you to be able to articulate your reasons. And I don't want to just hear something like, I just want to lose fat. Because it's not just about losing fat. It's about gaining confidence. It's about gaining esteem. It's about having more energy. It's about personal empowerment. You know, it's about a number of different things. It's about living healthier, living longer, living with more energy, doing more, achieving more, attracting more. So I want you to develop your reasons why you want to work out, and I want you to be able to articulate them. Number two, I want you to use fear in a positive way. You know, most fear is false evidence appearing real. And fear is the one thing that stops us from doing so much. You know, a person can say, for example, you know, I fear starting a new business because I might fail at it. I might go bankrupt. Or I fear starting a new business because I won't have a regular paycheck. But what I want you to think about is the fear that you feel if you don't start that business. And the same thing can be applied to exercise and working out. What is the fear that comes to you if you don't exercise your heart? If you don't exercise your circulatory system? If you don't exercise your body? I want you to sit in your car, just park someplace in a parking lot, and look at people that have not or are not exercising. And that's what you are about to become, either through time or through process. You are about to become your own worst nightmare. May happen in a week, may happen in 20 years, but it will happen if you do not exercise. On the other hand, you could be like the great Jack LaLanne and exercise right up until the day you die. Still be doing those flies and deadlifts and everything else. So get fearful if you have to about what happens if you skip a day. What happens if you don't exercise? What happens if you don't put skin in the game? Three, practice talking to yourself in the mirror. Use this technique. It's very simple. You stand in front of the mirror. You look into your pupils because your pupils are like a tunnel to your subconscious mind. And then you have a conversation with yourself. And you keep it positive and uplifting. I am creating an incredible body. I do have an abundance of energy and desire to exercise, to strengthen myself. You see what I'm saying? And I'm doing this as I'm staring into my pupils. It's kind of weird, but it's about getting real with yourself. Try this. Please. Give it a try for 30 days. You will be shocked at how effective it really is. Set goals that are attainable. So, if your first goal is to be able to curl 10 pounds 10 times, you know, that's your goal. Then set the next goal at maybe 12 pounds. Don't set these unattainable goals right from the beginning. They'll be attainable as you move up the ladder. And same with weight loss. You know, if you're 200 pounds, don't say, well, I want to be 150 in 6 weeks. But make it attainable. And you can find that information by seeing what other people have done, by looking at past experience, and by talking to your trainer and or dietitian, or maybe a combination of both. See what's a reasonable goal, maybe 25 pounds in 6 weeks. Because I don't want you to come up short. I don't want 6 weeks to come by and you not have that goal obtained. That can be real tough. That can set you back. Okay? I don't want that to happen to you. So set attainable goals. Model someone. You know, find someone in the gym that you can model. Find someone online that you can model. Read about somebody. I used to read about Arnold Schwarzenegger and how he started. Read about people that were weak but went to the gym and worked out on a regular basis and how they changed their lives. Next, set positive rewards for yourself. So when you hit a goal, there should be a little reward, you know? And whatever that reward is, maybe you're going to go out and buy yourself a new shirt or some new underwear. you know, or a new swimsuit, or a new hat. But you give yourself a little reward. And it may not be buying yourself something, maybe doing something. Small rewards along the way become very motivational. And clothing rewards are extremely motivational because you are dropping weight and building strong, lean muscle fiber at the same time. Use incantations to get your subconscious mind working for you better. An incantation always begins with, I command my subconscious mind to aid me in the building of my body, to remove any obstacles in my thinking process in regards to exercise, things like that. But it's a command to your subconscious mind. Usually do it with your eyes closed in kind of a light or even a deep meditative state. Next, eat healthy, eat clean. Consider either a modified Atkins diet or a ketone diet. One of those two are probably going to work best for you. And so there is a whole lot of information out on the internet on the modified Atkins diet. Now, this is not the old diet where you sit there and eat bacon all the time, but it is a modified version of it. The ketone diet is a little tougher. And I would also encourage you, since we're talking about this, to consider some intermittent fasting from time to time. And that can be as simple as, you know, setting a feeding window of, say, between 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 8 o'clock at night. So you don't eat till 3, but then you eat between 3 and 8. You have whatever calories you're going to take in that day. Buy some new workout gear. You know, get excited about your working out. I like, now for myself, you know, I received for Christmas a Fitbit, along with a lot of other people. But I love this thing. I mean, I'm using it for calorie counting. I'm using it to track my steps, to check on my heart rate, you know, all kinds of stuff. So if you don't have a Fitbit, you might want to consider getting one. I think it's a good investment for most people. And number 10, for God's sakes, don't even bother listening to the end of this CD. Turn it off and get started. Do it. Now, take action. Okay? Why not attract the best body of your entire life in 2016? Isn't that a great idea? I think it's a great idea because it's going to help you attract a whole lot more in your life. Thank you so much for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. Be sure and subscribe on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. And be sure and save our programs, listen to them from time to time, and share them with your friends on Facebook. We really deeply appreciate that so much. You have a great day now. Pay it forward. Do something good for someone. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haz have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.